Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Anna Daly in for Andrea today, and it's time for Making Babies with Professor of the National Maternity Hospital, Shane Higgins. Shane is here to answer all of your questions as well, so get them into us and text as well, and we'll read them out as we chat. Today we're talking about the difference, however, in private and public care because of the news of the National Children's Hospital to ditch half of its private rooms for consultants. Shane, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Anna.
Thank you very much for joining us. Give us an explainer on that, first of all.
Okay, so currently in all hospitals in the country, there's the consultant staff are able to do public and private in the public hospitals. Since March 2023, the government introduced a new contract called the public-only consultant contract, which means anyone appointed to a post, a consultant post since then in any specialty, will no longer be able to do private practice in public hospitals. And the intention is to remove private practice from public hospitals. Consultants will then be able to go and do private practice in private hospitals. So examples, Blackrock, Beacon, Hermitage, all of these hospitals will facilitate consultants going in doing the private practice that they were previously doing in the public hospitals. The couple of specialties that will have the most significant impact on will be maternity services, clearly, because there isn't a private maternity hospital elsewhere in the country, which means when the consultants who are currently on the old style contracts are phased out, so when they retire or transition, they'll be replaced by public only, which means in a relatively short period of time, there will be no private maternity care available for patients to choose. And I'm talking probably 5 to 10 years max before that offering disappears.
Okay. Do you think people are aware of that? I'm really surprised to hear there will be anyone planning babies in the next 5-10 years. There will be no private care.
Unless somebody opens a private hospital, which is extremely unlikely. The last private maternity hospital in the country was Mount Carmel, and that's closed over a decade.
Yeah.
Unless somebody offers a private maternity offering, then absolutely that patients, women will no longer be able to choose that as an option.
So at the moment, Shane, what kind of percentage of people would go for private in the likes of Holles Street?
Okay, so between semi-private and private, which both allow patients to use their private health insurance for cover, there's about 40% of our patients would fall into that semi-private, private group.
I think that's quite high. I think people would be surprised. How does that compare to European neighbours, for example?
Well, I think in terms of patients with health insurance, it's probably comparable for those countries that have private health insurance. And in fact, if you look at all the 19 maternity hospitals around the country, some will be a little bit more, some will be a little bit less, because we're one of only 3 hospitals that offers a semi-private model, whereas all the hospitals, and I have to say, some of the hospitals are now getting very close to not offering private care because the consultants that are appointed there are all public or they've transitioned. So fewer and fewer hospitals over the next 5 years will be offering private care, but within 5 to 10, there will be none.
So if I'm using Holles Street, but I'm guessing the answer is probably pretty similar for most of the maternity hospitals around the country. If I'm choosing private over semi-private or vice versa, what is the difference, Shane?
Okay, so the difference is that in both semi-private and private, in private, you actually choose your consultant. You look up the list of consultants offering private maternity care in the hospital and you choose your consultant. You enter into a contract with them where they will provide you with antenatal care and will do everything they can to be present at the birth of your baby. If they are not there at the birth of your baby, another consultant will be there. Now, bear in mind, and this goes back to something I said last week, the midwives will deliver normal deliveries, even if they're public, semi-private or private. But it's only if you need somebody to undertake an instrumental delivery or a caesarean section that the consultant will step in and take over. In semi-private, you are assigned a consultant who is undertaking semi-private work in the hospital. And then when it comes to labour and delivery, you would be under the team that's on call for the day rather than the consultant you've booked under or has been assigned to you by in their absence. So you will be more like a public patient in terms of the care that you receive in labour and delivery than a private patient.
Okay.
And that's where the difference essentially lies.
My experience would be, and you can tell me if this is, you know, for the vast majority, would be that I didn't really see a whole lot of my consultant.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's a good thing because
Absolutely.
Things are obviously running fairly smoothly.
In labour, that's absolutely the case. And yeah, you're 100% right. In labour, you want to see the midwives who are doing a phenomenal job looking after you and providing you with the care you need to have a normal vaginal delivery. But it's having established that relationship with somebody during the course of the pregnancy so that if you do need an instrumental delivery or you do need a cesarean section, you have that familiar face, somebody that you've built up a relationship with over the course of the previous 7-8 months since you booked with them. Whereas if you're a semi-private or a public patient, you will go in and if you do require that instrumental delivery or the cesarean section, it might be undertaken by somebody that you've not met before. That's the difference.
Okay. And are there certain types of expectant mothers who will opt for private versus public or need it more than others?
No, it is solely a choice.
Okay.
It is a choice.
And
for
it's
those.
A financial choice for
well,
most.
Well, there's a financial implication for sure, but some patients really require that continuity of care for them to, be comfortable with the pregnancy. And that's, if you book under our community midwives in our domino scheme, you will have a very small cohort of midwives providing you with your antenatal care. That's another way of getting that continuity. But if you want to say, look, I want to have somebody there whom I met, who've met several times, and patients will have like 13, 15 antenatal visits with you, then that's the model of care they choose.
Okay. Do you find as women or parents, I suppose, have more children, they get more relaxed about it and end up going public?
Some do. Some don't. A lot of my patients whom I've looked after in their pregnancies have had all their babies with me. And I think, again, that part of that trust, that relationship, once you've found somebody that you're comfortable with, then you tend to go back to them and do the same thing again.
And I can understand why. You know, it's a vulnerable time.
Yeah.
You find someone you trust.
Yeah.
And you don't want anyone else. You know, it's like you're irreplaceable, Shane. Do you know?
No. I definitely wouldn't say that.
No, but I'm sure there's plenty of women who will say that when they're under your care.
Well, yeah. And just going back to the, I'm quickly moving off that subject.
I know,
I'm getting embarrassed here. That 40% of patients who choose semi-private, private attending the National Maternity Hospital will, when all the consultants who provide that care are gone or stop, they then will be moved into the public system. So there will be an additional workload or burden of work on the public system.
And how will that work?
Well, it just means that all the clinics are going to be busier. That's essentially going to be the biggest impact because the delivery suite that we have in Holles Street caters for all the patients, whether they're public, semi-private or private. But it's just the clinics, which are very busy clinics in Holles Street, and we run 2 clinics a day every day of the week. They're going to become busier and much busier because that 40%. And remember, our delivery numbers are gone up by nearly 8% this year, which is almost unheard of. So that 8% is just if that continues to increase. And then you've got the move to the new National Maternity Hospital, which will hopefully take place in the next 8-9 years or so. You're going to have that first mover effect where patients are going to choose our hospital to come and have their baby there because it's a new hospital where everyone's going to get a single ensuite room.
Yeah, and I was asking you actually off air before we went live with this interview, but I think it's worth asking from a listener's point of view as well. That's not going to be an option for the next few years, is it, for anyone who thinks the maternity hospital in the new children's hospital is going to work for them in the next few years if they're planning a family?
No, there's no new maternity hospital at the children's location. That's a purely paediatric hospital. There is a proposal, and it's going back more than 2 decades now at this point in time, nearly 2 decades actually, that suggests that the 3 Dublin maternity hospitals should move to co-locate. And that would mean that it would be the Coombe would be the hospital of choice to move to the St James's campus. But that's quite a way away.
Okay. This is a great question from one of our listeners here, Shane. When it goes fully public, will high-risk pregnancies still have consistency with a specific consultant?
Well, the high-risk pregnancies in our... you can define high-risk pregnancies in many ways. So we have clinics in the hospital such as the diabetic clinic, and that's purely to look after patients with diabetes in pregnancy. We have the maternal medicine clinic, which looks after patients who often have comorbidities that might impact on the pregnancy. We have the preterm birth clinic, which looks after patients who are at risk of having a baby prematurely. Those clinics will absolutely stay the same. They have a lot of expertise looking after the patients there, and they will absolutely continue. They may get a little bit busier because patients who might have gone privately with comorbidities or with diabetes or who'd had a previous preterm birth will now also be attending those clinics.
Are you worried about how busy it's going to get? Because it is a very stressful time for couples, isn't it? I mean, you've seen that firsthand.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, with the passage of time and with the diminishing private and semi-private practice, because it's not going to happen overnight, there will be a requirement for additional resources. And hopefully, if the government are, you know, genuine in their intent of removing private practice from public maternity hospitals, then the resources to staff those clinics, both medical and midwifery, nursing, will come with it.
Okay, there's a lot of questions in here, the theme around price. So I'm just going to summarise them by asking you, and I know I never expect you to give rate card prices, but the difference between private and semi-private, Shane.
Okay, so the private care in our hospital, I think, is the cost to the patient, and some of which I believe is tax deductible, is €1,200. Private in our hospital can be anything from, I think, three and a half, and I don't know this answer, so I'm just speculating, three and a half to five.
Okay. Paddy in Tullow says, regarding private care, please mention the fact that Private Midwives Ireland is also gone, taking another option off the table for expectant mothers.
Yeah, that was a very small service, I would have to say. And again, I don't think anybody necessarily knows the figures that PMI looked after, but they have left the market. Yeah, and they were essentially a UK indemnified group of midwives. So there are still the self-employed community midwives who will provide a very similar service, but they are employed by the HSE. You have then individual hospitals have their community midwifery service, that some of whom will provide home births as ours do. So although PMI are gone off the market, I'm not sure it's having a significant impact on the numbers and the burden of work for any particular service over another.
Okay. A question around your health insurance covering maternity benefit. Is that a case by case, or is there a kind of standard rule?
No, your health insurance, and it's almost regardless of the provider, will cover your in-hospital costs. So they provide your bed cover. And again, that's a very good point and an important one to make. With diminishing private patients in public hospitals, the private bed income that we get from patients, which goes up to about, makes up about 20% of the money we have to spend every year, that's also going to disappear, which means the government will have to cover that shortfall in public hospitals. And I'm specifically talking about ours and a maternity unit.
Mm-hmm. A hugely important topic. Professor of the National Maternity Hospital, Shane Higgins, thank you for answering all of those questions.
Thanks,
lots
Anna.
More jumping here on the screen. No doubt we'll go back to it, but thank you for now, Shane.
Pleasure.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.